Call the order of the regular Borough Assembly meeting on Tuesday, September 12th, 2017, at 7 p.m. The Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assembly Member Judy Decker, after which if you remain standing for an invocation to be given by a member of the Baha'i faith.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Since it's the beginning of school, I'd like to read this for our children. O thou kind Lord, these lovely children are the handiwork of the fingers of thy might and the wondrous signs of thy greatness. O God, protect these children, graciously assist them to be educated, and enable them to render service to the world of humanity. O God, these children are pearls. Cause them to be nurtured within the shell of thy loving kindness. Thou art the bountiful, the all-loving. Abdu'l Baha.
Thank you. If you excuse me this evening, I've got kind of a problem in the throat or something, maybe it's a tumor, I don't know. Anyway, I might not be able to speak very well. A couple of ceremonial matters this evening. We have a proclamation. It's Choose Respect. Choose Respect March, Randall, Alaska, October 6, 2017. Whereas every Alaska is precious and has a right to be supported, live in safety, and with dignity. And whereas October is recognized as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and whereas repeated, often intergenerational, patterns of injury and trauma weaken our families and tear at the fabric of our community, the Choose Respect initiative is a call to action to help each other build a respectful community based on values of mutual support and encouragement, and whereas developing resilience, strength to care for oneself, find healthy support, and recover from challenges can buffer children from the impact of adverse childhood experiences. And whereas the Choose Respect initiative promotes respect for ourselves and others and encourages Alaskans to openly express regard for others, support preventive and protective efforts in our community, and stand up for victims and survivors. And whereas through focused education and prevention efforts, increased law enforcement and criminal penalties, and enhanced service provider networks, we will better protect victims and hold offenders accountable for their actions. And whereas together we can send a strong message of hope and healing to victims and survivors and prevent further future suffering. Now, therefore, I, David L. Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Randall, do hereby proclaim on October 6, 2017, that Alaskans individually and collectively choose respect and call upon every member of our community to join with me in creating a movement that will foster a culture of respect now and for generations to come. I believe Kay Larson is here to receive this, or who?
Both.
Oh,
all right. We've all got so many hearts, don't we? Thank you.
Thank you.
That means a lot, and thank you. This is kind of a rising tide. There's a lot of people that are coming on board with this, and we have prepared a little flyer that will go out with the names of some of the sponsors that are already on board. I'll give them to you, and you can pass them around.
Sure.
It seems to have a life of its own and gathering momentum, and it's a very wonderful thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you. The next item is a certificate of service. the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, presents this certificate of service to Barbara Conine for her service and dedication as a member of the Wrangell Medical Center Board from October 2012 to August 2017. Ms. Conine isn't here. Pass that to the clerk to get her, please. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Here.
Persanka?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Howe? Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. I'd like to amend the agenda to add a discussion item under new business to discuss faith-based proclamations. I'd like to put that at the top since you're under new business as item 13A and move everything else down. Yes.
And I move to postpone item 13J until the September 26, 2017 regular assembly meeting.
Is there a second?
Second. Is that on the First Amendment or the Second Amendment?
This is on the item 13J.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
This is on the postponement of 13J to the next assembly meeting. Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to also make an amendment to the agenda to include a discussion regarding the enforcement of city bylaws. Do we not just say in our last meeting that we were going to add that to the agenda tonight?
I was going to add that to the next agenda.
Next agenda? Okay, I'll strike that then. Thank you.
Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest?
We should ask if there's any objections to amending the agenda for the discussion.
Is there any objections to that? Thank you. Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, item 6A, 7A through 7H.
Second.
We have moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do have some updates to the written report that I provided to you. Under the subject of healthcare continuum, we discussed that at the goal setting workshop last night, and I emailed Robert Rang this morning asking to work on scheduling a joint work session with the hospital board and the assembly, and he has put out a request to the representative from BDO that would be giving the presentation on the feasibility of the new hospital, and as soon as he has some dates from them, he'll get back to us, and Kim and I will work on scheduling that with the hospital and let you know. As I'm sure you are aware, the foreman position was open in the electric department, and that position, we had one internal applicant for that position, Mark Armstrong, and he was offered the position and accepted that today. And so I just wanted to let the assembly know and say congratulations to Mark. We're looking forward to having him in that position. I do have an update on the maintenance and the diesel run from Clay Hammer in the electric department. The Chatham Electric crew is done with the aircraft marker balls on Wrangell Island as of yesterday afternoon. And they'll be starting the Cleveland Peninsula portion of the project. They started that today as soon as the fog cleared. And then they'll be staging out of the Tai Lake facility for the rest of the work. And he said that this is by far the most sensitive part of the season's project, as the crew will be swinging about 100 feet below a special helicopter from a harness and lowered to the line where they're going to install the new markers. So let's hope for the safety of that crew while they're doing that. crazy work putting those markers out for us. He said there's also an automated circuit switcher in the SEPA yard at 5 Mile that is getting the necessary controls installed for remote and auto operation, and this is a big part of things as well. And there was a high-voltage transformer bushing that needed to be replaced out at Tai'i Lake. That was addressed last week. And so far, the Wrangell load has been between 2 and 4 megawatts, and we're averaging right now about 6,100 gallons of fuel per day during the use of diesel. So that's an update from him. In the report, we also talked about working with our lobbyist on getting a letter out regarding the U.S. Forest Service Alaska Mental Health Trust land swap, trying to retain approximately 115 acres of land for private development that is usable. And both Carol and I finished reviewing that letter today and provided minor comments back to the lobbyist, so he's going to make those additions to the letter, and then we'll get those out to the appropriate officials, both within the Forest Service organization, well, the Department of Agriculture at the top, and then to our federal delegation. The community jail contract, I gave a brief recap that we've actually been offered additional money from the state to do certain tasks. There's a sort of a play-to-pay menu that's been offered to us. If we are willing to take on certain additional things, they're willing to pay us more money for that. So a copy of that was in the packet under communications that you accepted, and the commissioner of the Department of Corrections will be at Southeast Conference, and so Assemblymember Decker and I will be having dinner with him on Monday when we arrive to go over these items, get clarification, and the police chief is providing me with a list of questions he's liked asked about these things to make sure that we know what the full scope of work is going to be required of us before we take on these things. Once we have that full understanding, we'll bring it back to you for an amendment and our recommendations as to which tasks we think it'd be advisable to take on. So, additional updates. So in the department, in the manager's report, there's a proposed change of hours that we'd like City Hall to be open to the public for a short period of time while we're going through this transition in the finance department. We'd like to be able to close City Hall to the public at 4 o'clock for a short period of time. I can't tell you exactly what that is, but we will do appropriate notification to the public for the next couple of weeks to let them know before we start that, and then that will probably take place until we've got a new employee hired to fill the position vacated by LaVon Klinke. And again, it's an interim measure. We don't expect this to be something that would happen. So if the Assembly doesn't have any objection, we'd like to move forward with that.
We show at least 4 hands of support.
Okay. Just a friendly reminder that the annual library fundraising raffle is underway, and if you haven't had an opportunity to buy your raffle tickets, please get out and do so. You can buy, what is it?
Six for $5.
That's what it is. So lay your 20 on the table and walk away with a GABA tickets and a chance to win 2 Alaska Airlines tickets. Last night at the goal setting work session, the Assembly asked for more regular updates on what's going on with review of the water system. And so I said that I would provide that verbally at tonight's meeting, and I'm going to go ahead and do that. We will start putting regular updates on the website, and we'll start doing standalone reports to the Assembly so that they're not buried inside the manager's report. And that way they're listed on the agenda. So there are 2 things going on. There is the replacement option versus the revitalization option, and the Assembly has seen the replacement option previously, and as I reported last night and have put previously in a borough manager's report, the USDA Rural Development grant and loan package that was provided to us is not one that the administration feels like can be absorbed without additional rate increases to the ratepayers beyond what is already scheduled to happen for the next 2 years. And right now that's not being looked at something that is feasible. So we are investigating revitalization to the existing plant and what that might mean. And there are a handful of things that are being looked at right now. The first thing is a bypass from the upper reservoir to the lower, from the upper reservoir past the lower reservoir, which would allow for a cleaner water source when the upper reservoir is full. That doesn't mean there will always be a cleaner water source coming from the upper reservoir, but it could help. The other thing that we're doing is looking at a groundwater investigation to see if there's a possibility to drill a community well, because well water coming from a closed aquifer always provides a cleaner source of water and would provide for far less treatment necessity here. So we're looking at that. The other thing is there is a pre-treatment addition that can be added to the new ozone system that was put in earlier this year that could help a bit. The biggest issue is the roughing filters, and right now three different options are being investigated related to that. Then we're looking at filter media options for the slow sand filter that we have. In addition to the component pieces for revitalization for existing treatment, there are a couple of storage options that are being looked at. When the sand is cleaned, there is the tank has to be emptied, and there is an enormous amount of water. And by enormous, I think Amber reported, I may be wrong, it's like 1.7 million gallons is wasted emptying that thing. And so when that's emptied, if there were a storage tank that water could go back into and cycle back into the system, we could use that water again. So that's something that we should look at into, and I think it's a 150,000-gallon storage tank that would accommodate that. The other thing that we may want to think about doing is an entire other storage tank for already treated water so that we have the ability to store more water so that it's available during times of peak demand. And then finally, looking at conservation options, which is leak detection and metering. And with regard to leak detection, there is a representative from the Alaska Rural Water Association in town for 2 days. And the borough has access to the staff and to the expertise at the Alaska Rural Water Association because we pay $300 membership dues to them. And the amazing thing that's happening right now is that representative brought leak detection equipment with her into town. And she is training the staff tomorrow and is going to leave that leak detection equipment, $15,000 worth of equipment, with us for the next month to try to do leak detection. So we've more than paid for our membership this year, and we're very thankful for that. So that representative was in town working with Amber and the water crew on the emergency action plan for our dams. So just in talking about risk management, as we discussed last night. One of the other things that's not on the list is that I met with Jamie and regarding LEPC and emergency operations plans and incident response stuff, and I'll try to put a little summary of that in the next borough assembly report because I forgot to do that. And I think that was an awful lot of information, but I think that's all I have. And just to thank you all for spending an extra evening with us last night talking about the what's important for the community. So thank you.
One thing that I thank you, that was an excellent report. I would like to see us revisit the goals again, not for a bit, but I think it's important that we make this a part of the regular process. You initiated this, and I really do appreciate that, and I think it's up to us to make sure that you're getting the support you need and that we sort of track along all together to see how things are going on another evening, maybe in 4 months or 5 months from now.
So when we as administration bring back the goals that we discussed and the deliverables and the measurables associated with that, we'll also put a plan in for updating and, I guess, regular checkpoints associated with things. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions, comments? Thank you very much. Borough Clerk's Clock.
Well, mine's not as exciting as that, but... In my report, I did not mention that the ballot is final. So for the borough assembly seat, there are two available. Assemblymember Prasanka is seeking his seat, and Mr. Roland Howell is seeking the other seat that Mr. Mitchell will be vacating. And it looks like he'll be going on to the Port Commission because he's running unopposed. For the school board, there's a 3-year term, one available there, and Jessica Rooney is running unopposed for that seat. And the school board unexpired term, there's one seat available. That seat is until October 2019. And Caitlin Cardinale, Robert Ring, and David Wilson are running for that, and Robert Rang is currently holding that seat. So his term is up because he was appointed to that seat, and